This episode of Póngase las Pilas is brought to you by McDonald's. If you know me, you know I love food, any type of food, and I can't function without it, especialmente sin mi desayunito. My mom always says, el desayuno es la comida más importante del día, and I stand firm by that. We usually cook breakfast at home, because in my opinion, it's always the easiest meal to cook. And most of the time, I am too hungry to wait at a restaurant for them to bring out the food. But when we need some fast and tasty breakfast options, McDonald's has us covered. You know it. Their sausage egg McMuffin always hits the spot. Y no pueden faltar unas papitas deliciosas. McDonald's. Para pa pa pa, me encanta.
Póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo, póngase las pilas.
Hola, mi gente linda. You're listening to Póngase las Pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto. And I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink and let's get into it. Hola, hola, pilosas. It's been a hot minute since I've been recording any new episodes. I've had you all listening to replays. I hope you've enjoyed them. I tried to choose the ones that had the most downloads, that seemed to be the most liked, and the ones that I think were really helpful. So I'm slowly getting back into it. As you might have seen if you follow me on Instagram, baby number two is here with us. She was born, yes, it's a she. We have another girl, yay! I was secretly hoping for that. I don't know if I ever told anyone, but I actually did want another girl. Nothing against boys. Boys are super cute too. I guess I really wanted Leilani to have the experience that I've had, that I have a sister and really close, and she's my best friend. You know, sister, you know this. If you're listening, I love you. But yeah, in all seriousness, I really wanted her to be able to experience that close relationship. And I think even like my husband, he has a brother and it's like it's been them too. And, you know, they obviously were raised together. They spend time together. And so I think that when you have that type of relationship between like two sisters or two brothers is way different than when you have a girl and a boy relationship, like sibling relationship. I would love your input if anyone wants to chime in and give your opinion. Obviously, this is just from what I have seen and what I, you know, feel. So I really wanted another girl. And yes, it happened. God listened to my wants and desires. But yeah, she's here. Her name is Delilah Luna. And some people have asked me, hey, how'd you come up with the name? It's so beautiful. First of all, thank you for saying that it's beautiful. We took a long time. Like, even when she was born, the doctors and the nurses would come in and say, okay, what's the baby's name? And we were like, baby? Because we had not decided on the name. So, a little background on that. We had a list of names, which wasn't even that long. We had two possible names for a girl and one possible name for a boy. Because if you've been kind of listening to the episodes or following me, you know that this was another mystery baby. So we did not find the gender until baby was born. And so we wanted to have options, obviously, depending if it was a boy or a girl. And it was another beautiful surprise when, you know, baby comes out and I'm like, is it a boy or a girl? And they're like, it's a girl. And of course, my husband cried and I cried and it was so beautiful and magical. And that's why I decided to go for the surprise again. But we had the list of names. in that list of names, we actually had two names for girl, like I said, and one of them was, I have always liked the name Delilah, like, for a long time. I've liked it, and I really like that name. I don't know why with Leilani, like, I forgot about it, so that's why she's not named Delilah. I guess it was not meant to be for her. And in the list, we had Delilah, and we had Luna, which my husband really liked that name. And then we had, so Leilani's middle name is Camila, which is my middle name, and my husband's middle name is Camilo. So we were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't, you know, try to keep it like we all have Camilo or Camila in our name. And so we had thought of Camille, just to kind of change it up a little bit. So it was either Luna Camille or Delilah Camille, which I think are still pretty cute names. But my husband really liked Luna, and I like Luna. It's a beautiful name. I just have this, it might be a weird thing, but I have this thing that it reminds me of, like, which I know there's many names that are used for dogs that are still, like, common names for people, but it just reminds me of, like, a dog's name, Luna. Like, I don't know, maybe because I knew a dog named Luna, so that's why I think of that. So I was like, I don't want that to be the first name. So that was kind of like our way to agree on which name, because my husband liked Delilah, but he wasn't like sold on it being like just Delilah Camille, and I wasn't sold on it being Luna Camille. So, you know, how you do in marriage, you put yourselves in agreement in some way. Alguno cede. In this case, we both did, or at least we didn't have to, I guess. And we just combined them. So it's Delilah Luna. It's actually been hard on some of our family members to say. First few days, I'm calling this baby like Leilani because I'm so used to calling my firstborn, obviously, Leilani. By now, it's like we're all kind of more used to her name. But as always, it's been a little bit difficult to follow with the name, which I thought wasn't going to be so hard again. But I guess I always choose names that are hard for our family. I don't know. But it's been really nice. We've been able to be together at home. First few days were a little bit rough on me. And I'm thinking of possibly doing an episode on my birth story. I wish I would have done one for Leilani's birth. But I think I might just combine it into both birth stories. I don't know. I think those are always nice to listen to. If any of you are interested, let me know. I will be working on that. And I also want to kind of have some other mini segment that I'm going to be working on. It's going to be a surprise for all of you. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's going to be really cute, which I hope that it gives you all a hint. But yeah, I'm just really happy and grateful and blessed that I am able to have my two beautiful daughters with me. And like I said, you know, first few days were rough, first few weeks, a lot of things happened. But thankfully we're here. Thankfully we're getting better and I'm getting back into it. And I can't wait to, you know, keep showing up for all of you. And hopefully all of you enjoy these little episodes. I'm going to say these, you know, I'm going to do little blurbs. I think that way at least I can kind of get back into it slowly. And I've been connecting with a lot of people that I will be interviewing soon, so get ready for interviews. I've been wanting to have interviews back, but it was just really hard to schedule when I was pregnant, not knowing when I was going to be due and all these, you know, crazy things. Right now, it's not as easy to schedule anything either, but I'm getting a little bit more in the routine, and I'm hoping to be able to interview some new people to, you know, bring more perspectives. And I've learned a lot, you know, breastfeeding, you kind of like have a lot of time to just read. And I've been able to connect with a lot of like new people, which I'm really excited about bringing on the podcast, and new projects that I have coming up. Let me know if you all need anything specific that you want me to cover, new topics. I will be, like I said, connecting with new people. And so let me know what topics you want to cover, and I'll be glad to do so. I'm also working on some other, you know, more video content. So stay tuned for that. And let me know what you're up to. Let me know what your new projects are, what you're all working on. And as always, póngase las pilas, get out there, and do your thing, girl. Bye.
Hey, Pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another Pilosa that you know will enjoy it too. Because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Póngase las Pilas Podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more Pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode, or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.